Welcome to Supermarket Spotlight, the go-to podcast for all your grocery industry updates. I'm your host, RJ Johnson, bringing you news straight from the aisles to your ears. In today's episode, we're jumping into a slew of stimulating stories from across the grocery landscape, from expansive growth strategies to surges in capital spending. We'll examine how retailers are adapting to consumers' changing behaviors, investing in technology and sustainability, and how market dynamics are shaping the future of grocery shopping. So, whether you're a seasoned industry professional or a curious grocery-anchored investor eager to know what's happening behind the scenes, you've come to the right place. Buckle up, it's time to roll into the aisles and tune in to the pulse of the grocery industry. In the competitive retail landscape, Target has unveiled an aggressive growth strategy that's about more than just enlarging its presence. It's a reimagining of the customer experience. The Minneapolis-based retail heavyweight recently announced plans to open 300 additional stores, expanding its already vast 2,000-store portfolio. But it doesn't stop there. The majority of existing stores are set for a series of enhancements. Picture walking into a Target store near you to find a chic Ulta Beauty store within a store, upgraded fixtures that catch the eye, and an environment fine-tuned to support same-day services like in-store pickup, drive-up, and ship deliveries. The convenience of these services, already accounting for over 10% of Target's total sales, echoes the company's emphasis on customer-focused innovation. In tandem with these enhancements, Target is fueling its quest to optimize every corner of its operations by investing heavily in supply chain advancements. The goal is clear: faster next-day delivery options, achieved through a marriage of artificial intelligence and increased inventory efficiency. Now let's shine a light on Aldi's latest move in the chess game of grocery chains expansion. The focal point of our discussion lies in Aldi's announcement to ambitiously swell its store count by adding a staggering 800 new locations by the year 2028. Aldi, the discount grocer that has won the hearts of budget-conscious shoppers, isn't just opening new stores, it's actively revitalizing existing retail landscapes. This expansion venture follows strategic acquisition of Southeastern Grocers, seizing the banners of Winn-Dixie and Harvey's supermarkets. This deal marks a significant foray into the Southeast region, securing a hefty addition of around 400 stores sprawled across Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Anchoring its presence firmly in the Northeast and Midwest, they is projecting nearly 330 new stores in these territories by the end of the forecasted period. The retailer is also setting sights to the West, aiming to conquer markets in Southern California, Phoenix, and debuting in cities like Las Vegas. But it's not just about spreading the brand across the map. The grocer is infusing over $9 billion into this venture over 5 years, ensuring that the expansion aligns with their hallmark commitment to sustainability. Future stores are set to feature LED lighting, eco-friendly refrigeration systems, and potentially rooftop solar installations, as Aldi remains aware that their physical footprint impacts more than just the land it sits on. The growth trajectory is staggering indeed, especially taking into account the retailer opened 109 stores just in the last year alone. And with a determined strategy to increase its environmentally responsible profile, they are forging ahead, proving it is possible to grow quickly and sustainably. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor how Aldi's ambitious expansion plan will unfurl and what this might mean for your local shopping options. Now let's turn this cart towards the Southeast. Publix Supermarkets is making a substantial investment in its future with a planned capital spending of roughly $2.5 billion for the year 2024. This marks a significant increase from their $2 billion expenditure the previous year, demonstrating the grocery chain's commitment to growth and modernization amidst the climbing trends in the industry. Publix's financial health in the fiscal year 2023 paints a rosy picture, with total sales reaching $571 billion. This financial uplift fuels their aggressive capital deployment plan, which encompasses opening new stores, renovating existing ones, advancing technology upgrades, and the development of shopping centers operated by the company itself. In their pursuit of innovation and customer appeal, Publix has been sprucing up its stores and unveiling a novel store prototype designed to cater to the dynamic retail landscape. Last summer, the chain announced hefty investments in a tech campus within the heartland of Florida, setting themselves up as both a grocery and technology-forward enterprise. Notably, the new store prototype has found its early homes in Florida and Kentucky, offering expansive floor plans that exceed the conventional Publix footprint. Meanwhile, the chain is responding to the shifting patterns under the Greenwise banner, aiming to roll out select elements into its new store designs. With a sprawling network stretching across the Southeast and beyond, including 1,366 stores and a robust distribution framework, Publix stands as a formidable presence in the grocery segment. As they balance ambitious expansion with strategic reinvestment, this marks an exciting chapter in the narrative of one of America's beloved supermarket brands. Want even more grocery growth stories? Well, Grocery Outlet has been making significant strides. The company, renowned for its extreme discount grocery model, has opened a total of 13 new stores in the last quarter alone. This includes a pivotal first step into Ohio, signaling Grocery Outlet's readiness to branch out and venture into new territories. Currently, their presence spans across 9 states with a total of 468 stores, but they're not stopping there. The plan for 2024 is to introduce 15 to 20 additional stores to the American grocery landscape. Furthermore, Grocery Outlet's growth story is complemented by a noteworthy acquisition. The extreme discount grocer will soon be incorporating United Grocery Outlet into its fold. This acquisition, which includes 40 stores operating under United Grocery Outlet in the Southeast region, is a testament to Grocery Outlet's aggressive expansion strategy. In addition, BJ's Wholesale Club Holdings is making significant strides into new territory. The Massachusetts-based membership warehouse club chain has Kentucky in its sights, with plans to open its first club in Louisville in early 2025. This new location, aptly positioned near Jefferson Mall, won't just offer sizable savings on a vast array of products, it will also feature a BJ's gas station, providing yet another incentive for shoppers to become members. This planned inauguration in Kentucky marks a milestone, as it propels BJ's into its 21st state. It's the latest development in a series of expansions that included penetrating the markets of Tennessee and Alabama in 2023. BJ's seems to be on a pronounced growth trajectory. Earlier this year, they celebrated the launch of their 37th club in Florida, and not to run out of steam, opened their third Tennessee location in Goodlettsville just last month. As BJ's chairman and CEO Bob Eddy remarked during the company's fourth quarter earnings call, the momentum is not slated to slow down. In fiscal year 2024, BJ's aims to unveil 12 new locations and construct an impressive 15 new gas stations. Eddy emphasized that BJ's now holds more prospective units in its pipeline than at any point over the past two decades. Changing aisles from discount to Whole Foods, who continue to cement their presence in busy urban centers like Manhattan, where space is at a premium and convenience is king. The initial location slated to open this year on the Upper East Side is primed to set the standard for this new outlet variation. Though streamlined in size, expect the same stringent quality standards Whole Foods is known for. And while self-checkout options emphasize speed and ease, a staff checkout counter won't be too far away for those looking for a more personal touch. The expansion doesn't stop there. Whole Foods, under the proactive leadership of Christina Minardi, is eyeing a broader scale rollout across various dense cities. Going beyond grocery, this model seems to be a maneuver towards empowering the urban inhabitant with more lifestyle options, reflecting Whole Foods' adaptive approach in a rapidly evolving marketplace. As we watch the confluence of convenience and quality play out with Whole Foods Market's Daily Shop, it is yet another reminder of how the grocery landscape is evolving. Undoubtedly, where Whole Foods leads, many eyes will follow to see just how impactful their take on urban grocery convenience will be. In a move that marks a significant shift in tax policy, Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt signed legislation that eradicates the state's 4.5% tax on grocery purchases. This legislative change is set to put cash right back into the pockets of consumers, with Oklahoma households predicted to save an average of $700 annually. The bill saw overwhelming support in the legislature, showcasing a unified stance on reducing the financial strain on Oklahoma citizens. This development positions Oklahoma as a leader in a nationwide trend where grocery taxes are being intensely scrutinized and, in some cases, slashed. In Illinois, for example, Governor Pritzker faces a tug-of-war with municipalities over his proposal to eliminate the state's 1% grocery tax. The Illinois Municipal League's opposition stems from concerns of significant revenue losses, totaling around $325 million per year. The most impacted would be the city of Chicago, staring down a staggering $60 to $80 million shortfall if the proposal passes. These shifts come at a time of heightened awareness of the financial burden of grocery taxes on lower-income families. Calls for the removal of such taxes are growing louder, as they are often criticized as regressive, disproportionately affecting those with tight budgets. It's clear that the grocery tax debate is far from over, but one thing is certain: Oklahoma's decision has added a compelling chapter to the grocery tax narrative, potentially setting a precedent for other states grappling with similar policies. Whether more states will follow suit or find alternative strategies to support their municipalities' fiscal needs without burdening consumers remains a key question for the future. Thank you for tuning in. We'll return next time with more updates from the world of groceries. Until then, keep your carts rolling and your pantries full. This is Supermarket Spotlight, signing off.